This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Diabolical.
Vengeance.
Betrayal.
Bad hair.
Leaning.
Hi everyone, this is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And we have a weekly podcast called A Date with Dateline, a recap of Dateline episodes. We talk about important issues like grainy surveillance footage, cell phone towers, Andrea Canning's white jeans, and Mankey's hankies. We delve into the details of any victim who's ever loved life or lit up a room.
So find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and iTunes to make a date with Dateline.
And remember, don't watch alone.
A Date with Dateline is a podcast hosted by two professional amateur true crime TV experts with no formal training but evidence lockers filled with snark and uninformed opinions.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Christmas time is here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our holiday special.
I'm sorry, the moment you said go, I had to burp really badly, so I just kind of didn't say anything.
I saw your head leave gross. 3 millimeters away from the microphone, and I said, this is my moment, and I began singing. If that's singing, I don't know what you call it, making horrible throat noises, I guess.
I wanted to save you all, and I just couldn't do it. My body wouldn't let me.
My body
was repulsed by the idea of not hearing her sing for some reason.
Yeah, okay. Of interrupting my beautiful trill.
Oh, trill. Okay. Anyway, hi everyone. Welcome to the holiday special of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet.
I know, it comes out the 23rd, so it's perfect timing for your family to sit around the fireside and listen to all of humanity's flaws.
Yeah, I forgot it was Christmas this week.
Oh yeah, well, welcome.
Thank you. I didn't realize that until yesterday.
Well, I hope you brought Christmas reviews, or at least holiday reviews.
A couple. Of course I did. Okay. I knew we were doing this holiday special episode, but I didn't know that this Friday exactly.
You just thought it was like a random theme I picked for no reason?
No, okay.
Got it.
Let's move on.
Okay, well, I have news, which is that Alexander and I decided to do a bonus Patreon episode.
Oh yeah.
It was really weird. We did it before we even researched for this episode. Uh-huh. It's a holiday bonus, and basically what we did is Beach You Sandy raw, unfiltered, behind the scenes, which means we don't edit it very much. We put music behind it, but we don't cut out all the parts of, you know, me trying to figure out what a word means or other things like that.
And since I already mentioned burping this episode, so we're past that, I want to say that there was one point in the middle of a review in the Patreon thing where I realized that we couldn't edit. So I was like, in the middle of reading a review, I had to burp, and I was about to, because normally I'm like, okay, whatever, we'll just edit it. And I was like,
oh no,
this is raw. This is live. not actually live, but you know what I mean? And then I like fought through it. And got to the end.
We're so proud of you.
Thank you. But I didn't even bring it up because I was like, you know what? I might be the victim, but I'm not going to tell everyone I'm the victim.
Until next week.
Until the next episode.
Got it. Well, so it's really fun. I don't remember what happened because it felt like a fever dream, except that I do know that I got reviews from Common Sense Media and QVC. I was pretty proud of those. And then at the end, something happened and all I remember is I laughed for about eight minutes, and I don't know why or like what prompted it, but there was something that happened where I don't know. I really don't know, but
I'm
it was
not convinced
chaotic.
We've woken up from that fever dream.
No, either.
But yes, it was lots of fun. So support us on Patreon. It's $2, and you can listen to that. And
yeah, we felt like we haven't done much on there in a while, so we wanted to do a little extra content.
Yeah, and we liked it a lot, though, and especially because we can't be together like in person, so we can't do our normal live Q&A like we like to do.
Yes.
But this was lots of fun. And we were like, oh, we're going to keep it short. And it was like 45 minutes or something. So
yeah.
It's a real like episode. If you want to go check that out, $2 a month, patreon.com/beach2sandy. And we'll do more of that because I had fun with it. And if she didn't have fun, that's okay. We're doing more.
It doesn't
of
really
it anyway.
Matter what I think. On that note, should we start?
Let's do it.
Who goes first? I forget.
I think you go ahead.
So, of course, the first thing that I did is that I went on commonsensemedia.org and I looked
what's
up.
That?
Be careful. I might read you the entire about page.
Oh, no.
And I looked up, obviously, the Santa Claus, the Santa Claus 2, and the Santa Claus 3, because that was pretty much my priority for this lovely holiday week.
Wait, there's no Santa Claus 3, is there?
Yeah, there is.
There's no 4.
How many times do I have to explain the petition to you?
Look, I signed it. Get off my back.
I do appreciate your $100 donation.
I sent that letter to Tim Allen, to Tim Allen's publicist, to Tim Allen's manager.
Okay,
I stopped Tim Allen on the street. I did everything you asked me to do. Stop.
You're right, and I'm not being appreciative enough. In any case, this is a review of The Santa Claus 2, written by Kid, 12 years old. The Whatever Clause, pointless sequel. They should have left it with only one Santa Claus. This is a pretty corny, occasionally funny, and sometimes heartwarming story. There is some potty humor, including a naked plastic robotic Santa. The robot Santa does some very bad stuff that may disillusion kids' view about Santa. Other than that, it's fine. Kids will like this, but it's a hunk of smealy cheese for basically anybody else. Two words, corny. End of review.
lots in here. Smealy. I love the spelling. Smealy.
Definitely S-M-E-E-L-Y.
Yeah.
Now take a stab at how you spell cheese.
C-H-E-E-Z.
With an E at the end, yes.
Oh,
close.
C-H-E-E-Z-E. My bad.
Smealy cheese for
smealy
anybody
Smealy cheese. And then corny, two words, corny. Mm-hmm. It's for emphasis, though.
For emphasis.
I
There's
like
a hyphen
that.
In there.
I
yeah.
like that. Okay, getting the point across.
Oh, I forgot the end. This title contains sexy stuff.
Yeah, it does, baby. Oh, yeah, Tim Allen, you know
Two
it.
Two words, sexy stuff.
But what does this robot Santa do? And does the robot Santa take the form of Tim Allen
Everybody,
asking for a friend?
That's horrifying. Everybody said that there was a robotic naked Santa. Every review mentioned it. Some said, what's the big deal? It's just a naked robot. Some said, wow, don't let your kids watch this. There's a naked robot. Apparently, you just see its butt, so I don't really know.
Is it molded after a certain...
It is. They did a plaster cast.
Good.
I also did hear that it may disillusion kids' view about Santa.
Yeah, like so. Santa's, like, because like they're like, wow, Santa shouldn't have a wagon like that.
Alexander, stop it.
That would
don't
disillusion me.
Like
I'd be
that.
Like, oh boy, Santa.
I never
pictured
knew.
You in that way.
Under all those layers.
Ooh.
He does squats on the side.
He better do something. I mean, I don't want to lose him at a young age. You know, like, he's got to live a long, long
he's
time.
He's got to live.
Your
turn.
We're moving on already from that one? Okay.
Yeah,
I'll
I have more.
I'll
don't
try
worry.
My best.
I know. Your mind will be on Santa's dump truck, but everything else... We'll have to move forward.
Oh, no. Okay. So here's a review. This was sent in by Brooke, actually an hour ago.
Oh.
So perfect timing. This is of a sweater on Amazon, and it's... Christina.
What?
It's a women's ugly Christmas sweater, sweaters for women. It's a sweater that says... that's like I guess a store. Oh no, the color of this sweater is black-get baked. It's a sweater.
Is it a sweater?
Yeah. Have I mentioned that yet?
I don't know. I couldn't catch up. Sorry.
I'm just making sure I'm really getting that point across.
Got it.
And on the front, it says, "Let's get baked," with a, and in the middle, there's a large gingerbread man.
Actually, that's exactly what I pictured. So, and perfect.
The sleeves have a bunch of pot leaves.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Alexander, speaking of getting baked, your bread needs to be...
My bread is ready. Be nice to them while I'm gone. I'm sorry, okay. Everyone. I put bread in the oven and totally forgot about my timing, so...
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
So, anyway, here is a review of this Get Baked pot leaf-laden sweater. 1 star. The sleeves have pot leaves. I had originally purchased this for my daughter... I thought it was cute with a gingerbread cookie and saying, "Let's get baked." I was thinking it was referring only to the cookie. However, when it arrived, I realized it was marijuana leaves on the arms of the sweater. Yes, my fault that I didn't pay extra attention to the green on sleeves in the pic, but I will be returning. Too bad. I love the cookie. End of review.
Sorry. I think I should clarify that when she says, "I realized that they're pot leaves," she certainly didn't realize. Somebody else had to tell her. There's no way that she was like, "Oh, those are definitely marijuana leaves." Somebody else was like, "Darlene, do you realize what's on there, Mom?"
Darlene, the daughter was probably like, "Mom, like, how did you know, like, that you love baking?"
Oh, I love that she's just so, like, torn. Like, I love the little cookie man. Cut off the sleeves, Darlene. What's the big deal? Sweater vest.
I'm gonna be honest. I mean, the cookie's great and all, but, like, it's just not even... I don't know. Like, what's so special about it? I don't know. I guess it's kind of cute.
Cut off those sleeves. That's all I have to say.
Cut off... Ooh, sleeveless sweater.
That's what I'm saying. A little sweater vest.
Becomes a vest. Sweater vest.
All right, so I have a review of the Santa Claus 2. I know, it's exciting. This is a review by Teen, 13 years old. I didn't enjoy it because I haven't believed in Santa for a really long time. End of review.
Okay, you little shit. Come here. Okay, don't come. That's weird. But get out of here with that bullshit. I don't like that.
Come here, get out of here.
I have to do the opposite because it sounded creepy. I don't know. As someone who believes and knows that Santa is real at the age of, how old am I, 27?
Pretty old, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say too. Imagine what that says about you. At this age, and what are you? How old? How old is this kid?
13.
13? Yeah, as if you know better than me. Stop trying to show me up.
I know. I wonder if he's testing the waters. Like, he's like writing this to be like, right, somebody prove me wrong, please. Mom says there's no Santa, but
oh, so this is more of a philosophical situation or combination philosophy.
If you'll recall,
ethics,
from our DC monument episode, I did have a semi degree in philosophy for some ungodly reason. Somebody allowed me into a philosophy course in college.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of a great speech by a great leader. Abraham Lincoln once said, 47 days ago.
Seven days ago.
I know, it was a different speech, not the one you're thinking of. Oh, please, you thought I was referencing that other one that no one cares about?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm an imbecile.
No. Four days, wait, what did I say?
Four days
and seven scores ago.
Yeah. What happened?
My child came to me. And said, "Papa,
let's get baked."
Stop. You're ruining the speech.
I'm sorry.
"Papa, is Santa Claus real?" And I said, "Child, as long as Santa Claus lives in the hearts of all, Santa Claus is alive and well." And then that's actually why Tim Allen took the role of Santa Claus too, was because of that speech, and said, "You know what? I'm going to make sure that Santa Claus stays alive."
And you know what he
in
said?
"In all of our hearts." What?
"I am that little boy. Abraham Lincoln is my dad."
Oh.
Also, I have a great ass. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway,
oh,
I
got
wow,
me
this... is bad.
This
for
is
me,
real bad.
Personally.
Now this is the kind of shit that we should do on the Patreon episode, not on this one.
I know, I don't know
why. People have
to
pay for this after dark garbage.
Yeah, we got a little too comfortable, I think, doing the Patreon bonus episode.
That's what it was. I don't even know who it's my turn, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is an email from Aaron who says, hey guys. So this is a review of Lights on the Lake, which is one of those holiday light drive-through things in Syracuse, New York. And Aaron has been going for about 5 or 6 years now. The light displays are the same every year, so that's relevant. Here's a review. This is a 3-star review. No Shrek?
That's not where I imagined this was going. Okay.
I know. I did imagine it because... And what caught my eye was the subject of the email Aaron sent that said holiday review dash Shrek related.
Oh,
like,
yikes.
Hey, put this in the Shrek folder, y'all. The holiday folder.
The way that I imagine this went is that I did see it and my brain immediately erased it from my consciousness. Wow.
Yeah, I did the opposite. I soaked it all in. Okay. Yep. No Shrek? Husband and I had a fantastic time. We, however, have one very upset 4-year-old, though. Took a trip to Wegmans in Liverpool to grab a warm beverage before going. Got to talking about how we were about to go see Lights on the Lake with the cashier, and my son, big Shrek fan, had asked if there was Shrek lights.
What if he wasn't a big Shrek fan? He just wanted to know. Like,
my son, like, is deathly afraid of Shrek.
What if the dad was a huge Shrek fan and was like, son, ask him, son. I don't want to admit better. It. You ask.
It's even better. The cashier swore up and down there was a whole section dedicated to Shrek. How there was a castle, Shrek in his swamp, the dragon, donkey, Fiona. Made it sound very elaborate and exciting, and my 4-year-old, being a 4-year-old, went in with his eyes wide. We had asked the person at the gate if there was Shrek, and they told us yes as well.
What?
Went through the whole thing, and by the end, my son was screaming and crying. Very disappointed we were misinformed, and who the heck is promising children elaborate tales about there being a whole Shrek section? End of review.
Some sadist at Wegmans. It's like, I know what I'll do.
Could you imagine, like, coming up with this elaborate story? I wonder if they ended up reviewing that Wegmans, like, your
I'm sure we should have checked the Liverpool Wegmans to see if there was, like, a...
This person only reviewed one place, and it was this one, so... Oh.
Bummer. Wow. So far. Oh, my gosh. But, okay. Okay. Listen.
Why would you
logically
lie about that?
Two people said there was a Shrek display.
Mm.
Right? Like,
I was surprised when the person at the gate did it as well. Like, I thought the first one's like, okay, this is some practical practical joke on a 4-year-old, but then the person at the gate did, like, maybe something happened to the Shrek
what
display.
What I'm imagining is, like, there had to have been, right? Because why are otherwise, unless this place is just full of, like, sadists toward children, which I guess is possible.
Yeah.
To be fair. Like, yeah, there's this whole Shrek thing. Ha ha ha. But I mean, maybe the family just was like, oh, I don't know, our power went out. I don't know. The swamp can't light up this year.
But I don't know. Because it's not like unprompted people are saying, oh, yeah, the Shrek display is great this
True.
Year. It's very much like, oh, is there Shrek from a 4-year-old with the bright eyes?
Wait, like, yeah, maybe the dad has a knife. And he's like, tell him there's Shrek. Please, for our sake, tell him there's a Shrek.
I want to ruin his Christmas. Tell him there's Shrek, and I can say, "Oh, Shrek didn't show up this year because you're on the naughty list." That's how parents control their kids, right?
With knives, yeah, I think so.
Oh, well, yeah, no. They use their knife. Okay, so why not just use a knife on the child?
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
That, actually, this is why I'm not a parent, because I just don't understand how this works. Also, I'm not a parent because, like, yikes, Shrek light display is not something I really want to drive to participate in.
Actually,
Renee,
the
on the other hand,
opposite.
Would probably, like, yeah. You know, borrow someone's child to go see that.
I don't need a child to go see that.
Okay,
I'll go
fair.
By myself.
I'm not particularly interested in that.
Okay. Whatever, old folk, you just don't understand.
Listen, at this point, I just got to lean into it.
I've got bread... update in 45 seconds and I'm done with bread.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, it's the last one.
Let's get baked.
Watch as the 20-something young male proceeds to his natural habitat, a dirty kitchen. As he scratches his head and waits for his loaf of bread to complete its baking process, he scans the area for any threats. Oh, a sharp knife. Be careful, young lad. If he isn't quiet, he might alert a nearby predator who could take the bread for themselves and eat the young male in the process. Oh, it seems as though the subject of our documentary has spotted me, the narrator. Oh, there he goes, showing off his wares. As the peacock has plumes, so the young man has a questionably baked loaf of bread.
What are you... Are you judging my bread right now? Because
no.
I was about to come back and say, thank God that was a practice run.
I'm narrating.
It is awful.
The young male has left...
The young male...
has left the loaf in his cave.
Stop!
Susceptible to predators.
I'm not excited to listen to this later. Susceptible to predators. I found a cricket in my apartment yesterday.
Oh!
Like a giant cricket. I just let it chill because it's a cricket. Like, what's it going to do?
The young male won't have much life left on this earth if he continues to allow predators.
Do crickets carry diseases?
Maybe generations down the line.
Oh, no.
They will adapt to their surroundings.
My ancestors will be the strongest against crickets in the world. Okay, it's your turn.
Okay, this is what happened. Something terrible happened. Oxinner,
yeah, I know.
Terrible. You don't look upset.
Nope.
Something terrible happened, which is that I looked up the Santa Claus of Santa Claus.
Banned from Common Sense Media.
Yes, how did you know that?
Because that's like the worst thing that could happen to you.
It is literally the worst. The Santa Claus, the Santa Claus 2, the Santa Claus 3. Suddenly, this pop-up came. I typed in the Grinch, and then this pop-up came up, and it said, we hope you enjoyed your 3 free reviews. Want more reviews? Pay for Plus today.
No. You have to pay for this?
I said, I'm on incognito, you monster. And it said, we know, but you still must pay us.
So you grabbed one of your other devices.
I thought you were going to say you grabbed your Amex. I didn't know what to do. All I wanted to see was the Grinch. And I couldn't, I was like, I don't want to clear my cookies. This seems like a long, you know. So what I did was I was like, I'll just go to their email and see if I got any fun Christmas emails and leave the Common Sense Media page behind. And then Alice from England came to my rescue. Now Alice sent an email called Festive Family Films. Between you and us. And it said, hey, Shaken Chiefers.
Sorry, I really like that.
It's always like, how do we keep getting new ones every time? It's amazing. Seeing as Christmas is rapidly approaching, I decided to turn to the kids at Common Sense Media to help me decide what films to pack into this year's holiday roster. Warning, contains sexy stuff. Alice from England. And the first review Alice sent was from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And I
no
said,
way.
Wowza, this is weirdly fate and makes me slightly uncomfortable that this is what my life has become.
I'm more comfortable knowing Alice is out there in the world, but
Alice and I clearly have like a psychic bond over the, you know, across the pond. Ooh, that rhymes. So here's a review of the Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I believe this is from... Oh, no, this is the later... Wow, okay. Yeah, this is definitely not the original 1966 version. This is definitely the later Jim Carrey version. Just, you'll understand why in a minute. This is written by Teen, 13 years old. My mom did not like when the Grinch fell on the boobs of Martha and wouldn't let me finish the movie. This title contains sexy stuff.
Okay. Okay, Mom. Boobs? Let me talk to you about boobs, Mom.
Well, I have to go, actually.
As an expert.
Do this later.
The
young male feels overly confident.
Stop. Oh, no. Okay, I'm not saying anything else in this show. I remember when we were that young and we rented Scary Movie.
Oh, what a mistake.
And it started with, like, that whole vomit scene.
Somebody, like the Exorcist vomit scene. Yeah. Somebody told me this, that the Scary Movie movies were very funny, and we were probably like, I don't know. I was probably 12 and you were 10 or something, or even younger, I don't know. And we rented that movie and wow. We were not ready for it.
Let's just say that. So we returned it. But when it comes to the Grinch, I mean, come on. I don't
know. Also, you're 13. Like,
maybe it is. I don't know. I haven't watched it in a while.
I mean, it sounds like, I mean, it is a terrible movie. I'll be honest. I'm not into it. The only Grinch I like is the Matthew Morrison version. No, I'm just kidding. The only Grinch I like is
Matthew Morrison played.
Alexander, are you not in on this like Gen Z situation?
No, I see something about Matthew Morrison all the time. That's a guy from Glee, right?
Yes, and Renee, like this is how bad it is. Renee's entire Instagram has turned into a Matthew Morrison hate account because like he did this live. They did this Holy live action shit. Musical, and Max was apparently like a human. Like it's very bad stuff. And also, there's a scene where Matthew Morrison is like. Humping the air. It's just so bad.
Okay. It's so bad. I mean, I've seen that, like the humping thing, but not when he was in a Grinch costume. Oh, no. Okay. Yep.
It's bad. It's a Grinch musical, and let's just say TikTok didn't love it, and neither did Renee, nor did Francisca. So, oh my, it has a 3.8 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh, out of 10. Okay. Yeah, that's not too good.
No, it's not good. in any case, my favorite version is the 1966 TV special.
Purist, I see.
Purist I am, yes. You know me. And so there were no boobs in that one, I can assure you of that.
Too many anti-communist themes for me, though. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Man, I love that movie. I watched it the other day. Here's the thing that I did on And That's Why We Drink. This is a spoiler for the And That's Why We Drink episode upcoming this Sunday, so if you don't want to hear it, fast forward. I did a secret episode where I pretended that the Grinch was a true crime story, and Em didn't figure it out until I started singing. And I was like, and then the village started singing this song, and I was like, forest. And Em was like just staring at me blankly, and I thought,
that's actually really funny.
If M doesn't know what's going on, then I'm gonna be just the biggest fool on the planet. It was great. I named the character Dewey Sham, and it's a synonym for wet blanket. I did a whole thing.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh my god, that's hilarious, Christine. That's impressive.
Oh, thank you. I felt very creative.
When you say secret episode, does that mean only the two of you listen to it? Maybe Eva?
Oh, we were just FaceTiming. No.
Oh, yeah. it's like 3 hours long of you FaceTiming. Like, I need to tell you this thing that just happened.
say way stupider things on FaceTime. That's probably this true. Is the important stuff that we let everybody else listen to. Mm-hmm. No, apparently last year in like November or December, I jokingly said, like, we should do the Grinch. I should, like, present the Grinch
that's
as
hilarious.
A true crime story.
No, that's amazing.
And I got, like, hundreds of emails this year being like, you should do that.
I'm glad you did. That sounds hilarious. I might listen to that episode, actually.
Oh, yay. Okay, well, let me know what you think.
You
know. Oh, wait, I just realized it comes out.
Oh, it hasn't come out yet?
This upcoming Sunday. Uh-oh. Oh. Oops.
Spoiler alert.
So don't tell anybody, please. Don't tell anybody if you hear this.
Keep it quiet. Don't talk about it in the ATWWD Patreon Facebook group.
Don't,
I see
I
you all in there. I see everything that happens. So.
It's going to be a secret. Yeah. Now, spoiler over.
Spoiler over.
anyway, so there are boobs in the Grinch, and Jim Carrey put his face in them, and that's all I have to say. The end.
Okay,
thank you,
yeah.
Alice.
I forgot. We got really far away from the boobs, which upset me, but was probably intentional on your part.
It was.
Smart.
It was.
Well played. You win this round.
You know what? Alice and I had had an advantage, I would say.
Okay. I'm glad to hear. Okay. What's next? Me. Mm-hmm. This one came. So Jeanette sent an email and was like, hey, why don't y'all look up Mall Santas? And I was like, you know, that's a good idea.
That's brilliant.
So I did look up Mall Santas. They're all pretty wholesome. They're actually all pretty good. But I feel
You should listen to my last episode of And That's What We Drink, which was about JonBenet Ramsey. And I tell you, not all Mall Santas.
I was about to say, but overall, personally, from my perspective, I find the Mall Santa thing unnerving.
Yep.
Let's just leave it at that. Here's a review of Santa Claus at Seaport Village and Photography by Eileen. This is a 5-star review. very friendly, and Santa was so cute. Our 13-month-old would say otherwise, though. Winky face. End of review.
What?
Talk about unnerving. I don't.
What is going on? I'm telling you, all of these children are just like, Mom and Dad, I don't want to see Shrek. I don't want to see Santa. Why are you forcing these things upon me?
Why? Why?
I just like, it's a picture of a baby, I imagine, screaming in terror.
Yeah.
And you waited in like a 2-hour line for this. I mean, listen, maybe when I have kids someday, I'll be like, I get it now, but I certainly don't get it now.
I mean, our dad put us through church, like church every Sunday.
It's true.
These parents put their 13-month-old who won't even remember going to see Santa once. So I don't know.
Did we ever see Santa? I don't think our parents
organized religion. Am I right? Did our parents? Well, yeah, we saw Santa. I've sat on Santa's lap.
Where?
Kenwood, or maybe it was, no, Easter Bunny. Oh, we did the fucking religious one. Like,
yeah,
well,
of course
Santa,
we did. The resurrection of Jesus is the only one.
I recognize Christmas is also, oh, it's a pagan stuff. And you know what? I'm not going to go into it. Let's not.
Really? Because it sounded
I'm
like
already
you
have, like, I'm already anticipating the tweets and it's making me
sounded
nervous.
Like you have
so.
A lot of intelligent things to say.
No, I have nothing intelligent, which is why I'm expecting tweets.
Okay. Okay, guess where I went next. Guess.
In your real life? Wait, okay. So Common Sense Media, and then you went to, oh my God, I'm nervous. Okay, wait. Don't tell me. Where did you go? IMDb.
QVC, my friend.
Oh, that's the thing. You told me. You Sander, told me at the beginning.
Come on.
Oh, I got, you put me under pressure.
Okay, QVC. I went to find Valerie because I missed her a lot, you know?
Yeah, me too.
So, this is called Choice of Whimsical Holiday Felt Figure by Valerie. And this is a 2-star review.
You're
by...
You're going to have to describe this, Christina.
Excuse me?
Describe what felt figure? I mean, what does that even mean? Is this like a flat Stanley? I don't even know. Like, just a cutout, a felt cutout?
Okay.
These
it
titles,
is.
It's amazing. Amazon, so their titles are way too descriptive, where it'll be like 30 words. And then QVC, you're like, wait, I don't even know what to imagine.
The holidays never felt so good. Oh, this dear. Sweet felt figure will bring a childlike innocence to your home this Christmas. From the Valerie Parr Hill collection, includes one figure dressed in red, green, and black felt, indoor decorative use only. Here, I'm going to send you a picture.
Wait, what kind of innocence? Childlike? Is that what it said?
Adult-like innocence. yes, childlike.
What if I bought something like that? Living Here's alone here in my
it,
apartment.
Oh, my God.
Oh dear, is it pooping?
He has a badonk donk, like we said.
Christina, it looks like a big thing of poop is stuck to his back.
It does. Oh no, Alexander, you're right. It
does not look like a sack.
That's not a good look. Oh, about Valerie Parr Hill. Valerie Parr
Hill. Oh, it's a Valerie thing. I'm sorry.
Alexander, yes. Hello, welcome.
I'm sorry. I take it back.
Valerie
what
Parr
if I
Hill.
Bought that just to like have a childlike innocence in my like one bedroom apartment?
I can promise you it wouldn't work. It's too late.
It's too
you.
Late
it's
for
too
me.
Late for you. Valerie Parr Hill is the founder and president of the Valerie Parr Company. That's good.
I applied for a job there.
Oh my God, wait. She was raised in Lexington, Kentucky.
Christina, I know I applied for a job there.
Where she was crowned Kentucky's junior miss in 1975.
I voted for her. I know.
Listen, you voted for her. Listen,
I wrote her in the presidential election. She's very progressive.
What if you wrote her in under Kanye West's name? You were like, no, forget it.
I just crossed. He was a vice president in California, so I crossed Kanye out and put Valerie Parr Hill. So she's actually our just in California, she's my vice president elect.
Elect. To be clear, elect.
Got to make sure.
Alexander, can I tell you the name of Valerie's first QVC show, which premiered in 1993 and was an immediate success?
I already know what it is, but tell me anyway.
Oh, yeah? You know?
Uh-huh.
You don't want to tell us?
No. It's okay. You tell us.
You want me to say it?
Okay. Yeah. It'll sound good from you. See, I have too much enthusiasm about it.
Got it. So. I'll say it very, like, journalistic. Mm-hmm. Valerie's first QVC show, Decorating with Wreaths.
Okay. I did not expect that.
Premiered in 1993 and was an immediate success.
Decorating with Wreaths?
Alexander, that's where it all began.
I love that. I mean, she found her niche, though. No wonder.
She certainly did.
Look, that was the year I was born. No wonder my childhood was full of...
childlike innocence?
No, wreathy bliss, you know,
wreathy
is
bliss.
How I would describe my Christmases. And it was probably all because of Valerie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a much cuter picture, though.
I don't think so. I find
the eyelashes are a little... I don't like those.
Wait, should I see it in action?
It moves? She's sending me photos of this felt Santa.
Look at his hand, look at his little, is that Herbie? Oh my goodness. Look at his suspenders and his little elf collar.
He doesn't have suspenders or a collar. What are they talking about? Are they just making up words as they go?
She just said that's primarily why I relate to him, because his feet are so big.
Okay, that's funny. That's
okay,
funny.
No, there's okay, here's the thing. Do you remember from the title? It's called Choice. No. Of whimsical holiday fell figure. Oh. Now this one is a Santa, but there's also an elf.
I told you she's progressive. She's pro-choice. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Continue.
Uh-huh. Do not sue us, Valerie, because I don't know where you stand. But anyway. Okay. To be clear, there's a Santa and there's an elf. And this is a 2-star review by IQ Too Much.
Cool. That sounds like me.
Oh. I was one of the lucky ones to purchase the elf before it sold out. When it arrived, it was cute. However, the pom-pom was on the hat was laying in the box. The biggest thing was the ears were defective. One ear was larger than the other one, and the ears were sewn on wrong. Just felt it was too high priced for what it is. Sorry, Valerie. You are such a nice lady. End of review.
Okay. That made me sad.
That Santa thing happened where Santa reappeared on my screen with his little... But
that's not a little but. Let me tell you, folks. Christina, poor Valerie. I hope Valerie doesn't read those.
Everybody addresses Valerie in all the reviews, whether good or bad. It's like the wildest thing.
Valerie's their friend because Valerie's that kind of person.
Yeah,
it's like those people who review us and think that we're their friends or something.
What a bunch of losers! Just kidding. It's like the people who review us and go like, hey, idiots, you're not funny. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess they do think we're...
That's how you talk to your friends, right?
That's how I talk to my friends. That's how my friends talk to me.
That's it.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Thanks, Valerie. I mean, Christina. So I went to IMDb, and I found a review of the movie Santa's Boot Camp from 2016.
Is this a Disney Family original? Starring Hilary Duff?
Definitely
Cadet
not.
Cadet Kelly?
It stars that guy from, what's it, the night train to Lisbon or whatever?
Excuse me?
I think that's what he was in. Eric Roberts. He's been in a lot of things.
Are you being serious?
I think he's the only famous person in this
ever?
Movie. Wait, who am I thinking of? Oh, wait, no. I was thinking of what's his face. Okay. This is not an interesting segue. I was thinking of Jeremy Irons. It's definitely not Jeremy Irons.
I don't know who that is because okay. I'm always thinking about Jude Law, but...
Jeremy Irons is... Okay, I'm going to be mean to someone here. Oscar-winning actor. Then there's Eric Roberts, who's also a famous actor, who actually has won a Golden Globe Award and has been nominated for an Oscar. But anyway...
You're trying to be like so diplomatic to two people who will literally never listen
to this. I'm like, what if Eric Roberts listens to the show?
What if his fan club listens, though? Then we'd be in big trouble.
Oh, no. That's the problem. So he's been in a lot of stuff. But anyway, so Eric Roberts is the only person that is probably of any interest in this movie. But a lot of younger people who hopefully will have great careers ahead of them and hopefully don't listen to this podcast. the description says, Willy Wonka meets the Breakfast Club at Christmas.
Whoa, that gave me a headache.
When kids become so bratty and self-centered that Santa's elves go on strike, Santa, in desperation, must bring six unscrupulous youths to his boot camp to help save Christmas.
Oh,
so
God.
So basically the plot is that... Santa's elves are like, wait, this isn't okay how you're treating us.
We are unionizing.
You won't let us unionize, so this is really fucked.
So let's bring in child laborers.
Yeah, so let's bring in...
let's outsource this to child laborers.
Yeah, and force them to go through a boot camp so that they can bring Christmas to everybody.
Got it, especially because one of their grandparents is laying in a large bed.
Yeah.
And can't walk.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then suddenly, miraculously can walk when he's like, oh, there's a chance I'll get something.
Center, spoilers.
Okay, I hate Grandpa Joe. 1-star review of Santa's Boot Camp. Astonishingly bad. This film was a dreary affair, which I confess I could not sit through to the end. The story is flat and humorless, with the adults childish and the kids way too old and mean and cynical. And as you might imagine, much of the dialogue was, to say the least, inappropriate. For instance, dad to daughter at the mall, "You are going to sit on Santa's lap and you are going to like it."
Okay, this is the first time I've agreed with this person so far. Okay, got it.
The people who made this definitely belong on the naughty list. End of review.
That's clever.
Whew. Oof.
Yikes.
Yikes, it's right.
Oh, it sounds like, Alexander, I don't like when you get into that affect of top hat guy. It really, it's like, not in the holiday spirit. It reminds me of pathetic greengrocers, and I'm not a super big fan of it.
I love it. I
you
love
petty
it.
Petty little greengrocer.
Ah, but it was a dreary affair. Ugh.
I confess, I do Alas. Declare.
Why do these people watch these movies? Like, a lot of times you'll see these reviews where it's like, okay, like, I watched this with my whatever year old. Like, usually there's an excuse when they leave a one-star review. Like, they were forced to watch it. So I'm wondering why this reviewer watched it. I wonder if they consider themselves like an IMDb reviewer and they just watch all these movies.
I wonder. I wonder, yes, under what circumstance this movie even came across their television set.
Yeah. They could be playing a game, which sounds kind of fun, where you go to the bargain bin at, like, a Walmart and just grab a random movie and we'll have to watch it with your friends.
And make yourself miserable instead of
having
a good time.
And this one was so bad that they had to leave a negative review.
That would actually be really fun if you weren't taking notes the whole time, you know?
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To write an IMDb review that...
Yeah.
I was going to say no one will ever read, but, like, welp, I guess that's not true.
Yeah.
You just broke that statistic.
3 out of 5 people did find it helpful, so at least 5 people read it, other than us.
I love the 2. I'm one of the holdouts.
You're like, still gonna watch it.
I don't believe you.
Only because of that quote.
Yeah, that quote is making me uncomfortable.
Oh, I was saying that quote is the only reason you'd actually watch it.
Oh, yes, I love that part. It's my favorite scene.
That's what I thought.
Okay, I have a review of Set of 10 Decorative Cardinal Bird Clips by Valerie.
Yes, please.
Okay, do you need to know what this is?
Well, I mean, I assume I'm getting it for Christmas, so no.
Oh, you will know, yeah. Does that garland need a pop of color? How about your tree? Sprinkle these cardinal clips throughout your holiday home and you'll be astounded at how they provide just the perfect amount of beauty and charm, from the Valerie Parr Hill Collection. I love that this is going to, you're going to have both childhood innocence and the perfect amount of beauty and charm.
The problem there, though, there's a problem. It's the perfect amount, so I can't buy anything else.
Oh.
Because it would upset the balance.
Frick.
So
now
it's like, would this would be my last purchase from Valerie, and I cannot let that happen.
You can't let that happen.
No.
That would be disastrous consequences would occur. Yes, I agree. So hold on. Let me add to my to-do list. Return Alexander's 8 packs of cardinal clips that you bought him for Christmas.
Okay. You know what? My apartment is beautiful enough. Whenever, like, with all my mirrors when I see myself. So having 8 of those would just be excessive.
You think that they would just reflect all around and really become overbearing? Okay.
Well, it's just because my beauty is enough, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I thought you meant that if we had, like, 8 sets of them, all the mirrors would create, like, infinite clips.
But I just mean, like, I walk by myself, see myself in the mirror every day, and my apartment's like, wow, it's stunning because I'm in it. And then
it's weird that, like, you don't even need cardinal clips.
No, I know. I'm a rare bird. What can I say?
Well, you know what? Fine. I'll return them, even though apparently it's a real hassle to return to QVC. Okay. This is a 2-star review by My 4-H Girl. The design is really good. Shipping 43 days to be delivered, which is completely ridiculous. Worse is that all the birds did not have beaks. This is the 2nd out of 3 Valerie orders this year that were poorly made. I looked carefully to find the beaks, but it was not in the box. It was not on when it was packaged at the manufacturing. Does not really matter how well designed this is if it is not well made. Are you listening, Valerie? End of review.
Whoa, okay. Okay. Back the fuck off. You think Valerie is putting those beaks on herself?
No, she's taking them off.
She's taking them? She's got to eat. She's got to eat. They don't feed her
maintain that girlish figure.
They don't feed her well. So like when they keep her in their basement, she's got to eat something. So she sneaks felt bird beaks or whatever.
I cannot believe that all of the birds in her box just simply didn't have beaks. It's the creepiest
not
and greatest.
All of them, right?
Did
I misunderstand?
All the birds did not have beaks.
No, I need a picture. I miss.
Worse
I thought
is
it was...
that all the birds did not have beaks.
I don't know why I didn't hear the word all.
But yep.
Oh my god.
Alexander, okay, I'm going to send you a picture of these birds.
That is terrifying.
And you can imagine what they look like without beaks, which is just the worst.
I hope they had like as if some weird little Easter egg in there, they put like teeth on them.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just had weird little teeth.
It's a craft kit. You can glue the teeth on yourself.
Oh my god. They probably look pretty terrible.
Now here's a
beaks.
Set of 10 of all of them, and imagine that all of them don't have beaks.
I'm imagining it.
You know what?
Those are kind of cute though. I don't know.
It will add the perfect amount of charm to your home.
Yeah, I believe it.
And also the perfect amount of like horror and fright.
Oh my god.
I just love that, like I said, everyone addresses Valerie in the comments, and yeah. I just love that they're like, are you listening? Valerie, hello.
I hope Can Valerie stopped listening to you folks a long time ago.
Yeah, a lot of them are very nice, to be fair. Like, a lot of the comments are like, Valerie never disappoints. And a lot of them, oh, here, like, I just like picked a random one. Please introduce more varieties of birds, Valerie. Thank you. I think the wildest part to me is that a lot of people, it seems from the reviews, from what I can gather, it seems that they believe Valerie handcrafts these because they'll say, like, Valerie, you need to pay more attention to where the eyes are located. And I'm like, Valerie didn't hand paint them for you. Or some people say, I don't want to shop at big box stores, so I try to buy stuff from Valerie directly. And her painting job has just been like, I mean, they
this
really
is
do
not
believe
like her Etsy. Yeah.
Yeah,
is,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Valerie, hey, it's working, whatever
it's
you're
pretty
doing.
Pretty magical,
keep,
whatever
keep
she's
up.
Doing.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was one of the scenes where she said, you know, the way I relate to these birds is that they don't have beaks, just like me. Just like the elf with big feet.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I hope they're, yeah, while they're doing the live thing, the beaks just all fell off at once. Like that, it's intended.
What if the beaks are optional? Like you have to pay extra for the beaks.
I love that. So my next one is a redemption. So this is my last one. Do you have two redemptions left?
I do, yes.
Perfect. Okay, I'll just do my redemption and then you do your two.
Oh, wow. You really were on top of the order here. Perfect.
Yeah. So this one, I'm going to try to pronounce it correctly, is Santa Claus. It's a landmark. Santa Claus, a.k.a. Kabouter Butt Plug.
Okay.
Do you know what kabouter means in Dutch?
No, sir.
It means gnome. So gnome butt plug.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
It is in Rotterdam. And
wait, what is in the butt plug?
The gnome butt plug, yes.
Wait, like is this being sold on Facebook Marketplace?
No. It's a landmark. It's like a statue.
Oh my god.
It's a landmark. It says landmarks and historical buildings, comma, local flavor.
Yeah, local flavor, certainly. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So the this I chose this review partially because it actually provided a little context to the statue. It is a 5-star review. So let's see what we've got. The Low Countries seems to house their fair share of interesting statues. The city of Rotterdam commissioned sculptor Paul McCarthy, not the Beatles member, to create a piece of public art for a square near the orchestra building. Created in 2001, the sculpture is supposed to depict Santa Claus holding a bell in one hand and a Christmas tree in the other. The locals, or rather anyone with an imagination, thought otherwise. Reception was obviously mixed, with some finding it offensive, while other people thought it symbolized Western consumerism around Christmas time gone wrong. It was eventually rejected from its original site due to the controversy, and for several years moved about the city until it found a permanent place in the Endrachtsplein. I tried. The statue is only a 15-minute walk from Rotterdam Central Station, so I visited the statue on my way back to the station. If the city can design a food hall with a mural of fruits in the ceiling and cube houses as residential spaces, surely it has room for one more unusual object. And now I will send you a lovely picture.
No! Oh my god.
Of the kabouter butt plug.
Oh god.
And first, I know we've said so many things worth talking about or worth sharing on our Instagram, but my vote this week is okay. for the kabouter butt plug. Okay. Here you are, Christina. Enjoy.
Oh my goodness.
It is quite the statue. It is a large statue too. Here's another view.
Okay.
It is quite something.
It is something else. That's
I
for sure.
I understand the controversy.
Oh my god.
I understand the controversy.
There's like nothing else that could be.
You don't think it could be a Christmas tree?
Listen, I tried and I just can't. I can't.
That's that.
You know what, I just like heard the beginning and I thought I see what happened here. They said, please design this for a square, and he went, oh yeah, a square. I know what'll piss off that square. Here's a butt plug for all you squares out there. And actually, it turns out it was actually Paul McCartney from the Beatles. They got mixed up. He was on a little LSD.
It's like these people don't know who I am. They call me Paul McCarthy for the thousandth time. I'm going to fuck with them.
Oh, that's great. They got the wrong guy. And he was like, okay, if you say so, Rotterdam. Okay, that's funny. Well, I have two redemptions here for you.
Yay.
This is a 5-star review of set of two skiing snowbirds in puffer coats by Valerie.
Yeah, okay. Love it.
I had to find the birds, obviously. You know how they were pilgrim birds?
Yeah.
Well, now there are skiing snowbirds in puffer coats, which are just so cute.
Nice.
This is 5 stars by Cincy Girl. No, I did not change the name. I collect all Valerie's birds, and these are so cute as all the birds I have got of hers. The size is perfect to slide into any space. I will be putting these next to my 3-foot tree of hers I got as well. I just love all of Valerie's products that I have bought. And believe me, I have a lot. Ha, ha, ha. End of review.
Yeah,
the
well,
ha's
I
are all
it.
Capital H and spread out by multiple spaces.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I believe it, Cincy Girl. And I don't blame you one bit.
Where are you, Cincy Girl? Because you're not far from me, and I'd love to see your collection.
Ooh, me too, actually. Can I see?
That'd be great.
Can we have a tour?
Once COVID is over, I'd like to pay to tour your home.
This is the first time I've ever considered breaking quarantine and putting lives at risk.
Worth it!
Oh my god, if it means seeing a collection of Valerie Parr goodies,
I'm so there. Okay, The last redemption I have was sent in by Brittany. And the subject of the email was new Christmas outfit, perhaps. And oh my goodness. So Brittany says, first of all, love you both and enjoy the show every week. I also enjoy And That's Why We Drink and Human Seeking Human.
Phew.
So Brittany sent this review. This is a product called Christmas Gag Gift Reindeer Underwear Mankini Men Thong Suits with Bells Pranks for White Elephant Exchange Gifts Valentine's Day. Whew.
Yep.
$14.99 with Prime shipping. And Alexander, I know you said that like the butt plug was going to be it, but and I agree, but this was definitely my front runner before I saw the butt plug.
Hey, so. Well, we can put more than one.
We can do a slideshow.
Yeah, we can do a slideshow for sure.
Here's the product of the mankini.
Jesus Christ. Oh my god,
can you explain it?
Why me?
It looks like, because I don't know,
do you see like mine? Did I leave it out?
Alexander, stop it. It looks like a Borat, like one of those like
yes.
really tiny,
it's
mankini.
A mankini. Yeah. but it has bells.
Yeah, and it has a reindeer
like a Rudolph face. Red nose,
a Rudolph nose, and it has bells
eyes.
Up by the nips, and it has googly eyes and a smiley face. It's like really alarming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jessica doesn't think so. Jessica actually gave this 5 stars, by the way, verified purchase. This is the subject. Doesn't cover the whole package. The Frank is covered great, but the beans want to fall out.
Jesus.
Now here's the review.
Show off.
Yeah. It gets worse. I loved how my boyfriend put it on and did a little dance for me in it. I would post a pic, but he would be pissed, and I don't want to piss him off right before Christmas, lol. I sang Jingle Bells while he danced. Best way... You know what
dance
I sing?
Dance for me. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
When a Blaze put one on, I sing, da hoo do. It was really sexy.
I tend to sing silent night to myself in the mirror when I wear this.
Holy. You clip all the birds without beaks to it.
And I drape them around my shoulders and move slowly singing.
Oh my god. Okay.
Jingling, jingling, jingling.
I sang Jingle Bells while he danced. Best way to get in the Christmas spirit. His only complaint was the thong part was kind of wide, so it didn't fall in the crack well. End of review. I like that was his only complaint. Mm-hmm, everything mm-hmm. else is perfection.
So that means that her complaint was that, how did she put it? The beans didn't stay in?
Yeah.
Because that was her complaint, not his complaint.
Didn't
he
find
was fine
a problem
with
that part. Yeah.
She also didn't have a problem with how the crack was.
No, she's like, that's not the part I want to see.
Honestly, like, I'm gonna like, I hope that this couple is listening. I don't think it's gonna work out between you two. If you're having such big issues like agreeing on things like this, it's a red flag.
This
honestly,
is like one of those core things that when you are getting married in the Catholic Church, the priest mm-hmm. brings you to those like sessions beforehand to go through all the steps of like talk about marriage and like, you know, whether you agree on big lifestyle choices and like, you know, family choices. And this is, I think, 8 out of the 12 of them.
Yeah. One for each apostle. Yeah. This is actually Paul's thing.
Yeah. I thought this was going to be a redemption, but it's actually just pretty sad that we're seeing the demise of their relationship.
Agreed. So sorry to leave you on such a sad note, everyone.
Wow. Maybe there'll be a Christmas miracle and one of them will change their mind.
Yeah. Maybe they'll swap and she'll put this on while he'll sing Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
We can only hope. We can only hope.
The only LOL was about, like, I don't want to piss him off. The LOL was not placed any other part of this review that deserved, frankly, an LOL. Anyway, so that's that. Thank you, Brittany, for sending that in. And thank you to everybody else who contributed, especially Valerie Parhill.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Valerie.
And a bunch of 12-year-olds who wrote weird shit on the internet.
I'm not going to speak to the 12-year-olds because I don't want to make it seem like I expect them to listen.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening to our holiday special. If you want to hear the bonus episode, you can go to patreon.com/beach2sandy. Mm-hmm. And I think so. Is that right?
That's what I said. So I hope so.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
You can also look at our Instagram for some goodies this week. Instagram.com/beach2sandy.
You have to see these two pictures. They're pretty wild.
You have to. And for everything else, Google it. You'll find it eventually. There's some good stuff. Go to qvc.com. Use promo code BEACH for 100% off your order. They're just giving it away at this point because we're such great fans of theirs. I'm kidding. Yeah. We are not sponsored by QVC. Because
that'll be the day.
That'll be the day I retire because that's the highest. That's my peak.
We've peaked. Yeah.
Yeah. So happy holidays, everyone. Oh, can I make a quick announcement?
Always.
Just because I'm very lonely. Actually, I'm doing pretty well. But...
Actually, no. Can you stop? It's really a bummer.
But for Christmas, I'm streaming on Twitch on Christmas Day. So if anyone's like, I don't have anything to do or anyone to spend time with, same with my Thanksgiving stream. I'm doing a Christmas Aww. Stream. Except this time, I'm streaming wearing a full Sonic the Hedgehog costume because it was requested. And I do whatever my chat tells me to do.
It was requested by whom? Yourself in the mirror? Or like... An actual
no
person.
that was me wearing the mankini and then
right.
the chat vetoed that idea, and so I was like, okay, well, what do you all want?
Right.
And they wanted Sonic the Hedgehog, so we're doing a Sonic the Hedgehog Christmas special on Christmas Day.
Perfect. Can't wait to
it'll be yeah you'll be with family having a wonderful time. I'll be sitting in a Sonic the Hedgehog costume for my 10 viewers who
I was in your apartment. Will have the perfect amount of a childhood innocence, so I think it's
does that mean I'm getting a little something something from Valerie in the mail?
No spoilers.
Okay, can't wait. All right, everyone.
No
thank
peaks
you.
Either.
No peaks. Yay.
All right, everybody. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. Happy belated Hanukkah if you celebrate Hanukkah. Happy just stay inside in the under the blankets if you don't celebrate either one. And a happy almost New Year, because we are getting close to the end of this interesting 365-day period.
Let's hope 2021 is somehow better.
Yeah, I don't want to make any sort of jinx. I don't want to jinx anything, but let's at least hope tiny, tiny step up would be good.
That would be nice.
Keep your expectations low.
Yeah, please. Thank you, everyone. We love you all. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye.